The 63rd Gene Key. The transformational path of the 63rd Gene Key moves from doubt to truth, and it's the path of inquiry. This is one of those gene keys that holds a lot of secrets. In the original I Ching, they gave it this mysterious name, after completion. And its mystery is further compounded because it's paired with the 64th Gene Key before completion. So we have the 63 after completion and the 64 before completion. And of course, the 64 is the final gene key and it's the final hexagram of the I Ching. So there's a magic to the sequence of these 64 gene keys. You know, and that the penultimate gene key is truth, I find very amusing. Because it would be much neater if the final one, the 64, was truth. You know, that would make such a tidy finale. And yet, here we are. We see the universe at work in all its wonder. It isn't linear. It isn't all linear. It doesn't all fit in a box. It can't all be explained through logic. And at its heart, life always has to remain a mystery. And this is not a mystery that has to be solved or that can be solved. It's a mystery to be lived in and through. And of course, this is uncomfortable for the mind. And this whole gene key is nothing but uncomfortable for the mind. Both of these, the 63 and the 64. And they're all about the mind, or mind itself. And the mind is amazing. It's such a beautiful instrument. It's capable of perceiving and arranging an extraordinary range of frequencies, from number to colour, from concept to shape to pattern. And the 63rd Gene Key specialises in patterns. It loves patterns. You know, nice, neat shapes and geometries. Perfect, sequential, logical, organisable data streams that give meaning and purpose to our lives. So it's all about logical systems of thought. And that actually is the dilemma of this Gene Key. The dilemma is logic. It's the logical mind itself. And when we look at the 63rd shadow, we see this is what drives all this need for organized thinking. It's the shadow of doubt. It's the source of logic itself. And if we think about that for a moment, you know, every scientific insight, I'm not going to call them truths because they aren't truths. We'll get to what truth is. You know, every scientific insight has emerged out of someone's doubt. Science is born out of the mind's need to have an answer. And yet even when it has an answer, that answer appears to be proven as true. And yet even when it has an answer, and that answer appears to be proven as true, our mind still can't rest. The answer is not complete. No logical answer can be complete. Truth can only come after our mind has done its business. In other words, truth can only come after completion. So the 63rd shadow gives us humans a really hard time. I mean, I chuckle because it's one of my key ones. It's the left brain, and because of its nature, it's deeply suspicious of its counterpart, that is the right brain. And isn't that funny that we're born divided like that? And especially it's true for the male mind. And I don't mean men or women here. I mean the male mind, which has to have an answer to the doubt, the left brain. So the left brain is very suspicious of the right brain. And the right brain kind of looks across at the left brain as though it's kind of, well, you know, it's sort of sometimes how women look at men, you know, as though they're actually a bit stupid with all of their theories and questions and searching. And the answer's actually really right in front of your nose. That kind of look. So you see, at the shadow frequency, we're always divided. You know, yin serves yang instead of the other way around. It's all the wrong way around. The natural way around is that yang serves yin. Because yin sees the big picture. You know, the right brain sees the big picture. The right brain's holistic. And the yang, it divides. It sees the parts. It sees the details. It only really knows how to take something apart and put it back together. So one unifies and the other divides. You know, it's like that famous joke, heaven and hell. Heaven is where the police are British, the chefs are Italian, the mechanics are German, the lovers are French, and it's all organised by the Swiss. And hell is where the police are German, the chefs are British, the mechanics are French, the lovers are Swiss, and it's all organised by the Italians. I love that joke. Ridiculous. You know, the Italians are the right brain, and the Germans are the left, for example. Bless them. I mean, these are archetypes, that's all. And this is really, it's all about brain chemistry. You know, it's all about maintaining equilibrium in the chemistry of our brain. And the shadow frequency and its unconscious fears, it releases some heavy hormones into the body. And these really upset our mental equilibrium. So the more afraid we become, the more we move into doubt. And the most horrendous doubt is self-doubt. Because with self-doubt, you undermine yourself. You actually disempower yourself at a chemical level. When you give way to self-doubt, when you collapse under it, your body literally loses all its energy and its systems go offline. You get so tired and you become unable to function. It's a real horror story. And all because of a deep-rooted self-doubt, often unconscious. And you're unable to love, and you're unable to be loved, and you don't even allow yourself to be supported. It's rather like a deadlock. And this is when internal doubt's taken to its extreme. And then we also have external doubt, which is equally horrendous, and I find very tedious, because this is doubt as suspicion, or as scepticism, or as cynicism. And it isn't really, in fact, scepticism at all. I always love it when I meet someone who considers himself a skeptic. They are usually men. Because most of the time, they're actually really a cynic, masquerading as a skeptic. Because a true skeptic is someone that's always skeptical of their skepticism. And that's not just a cute wordplay, it's true. Next time someone comes at you with this energy, you know, this cynical, skeptical energy, challenge them. See what label they're wearing. Because the true skeptic is always undecided. They have to be. They're coming from the 63rd gift. They're in a process of inquiry. They're in a process of open-mindedness. They haven't decided. They can't decide. They're not here to decide. They're here to just inquire. So many people who claim to be scientific are actually not open-minded. They're simply opinionated and bigoted. You know, they've already decided. They're not in inquiry. They're riddled with suspicion. And all they've actually really done is project their intense self-doubt outwards at you and at the world around them to try and make them feel more secure, to try and make their mind feel more ordered. In fact, they're insecure as hell. You know, most scientists or scientific minds are the most insecure people on this planet. Most. And their bodies are usually deeply cancerous because of that. Because doubt is like a cancer. You know, and if we set up a home for it, it comes and lives inside us and it eats us away. All from the mind. Amazing the effect the mind has on the body. Anyway, these cynics out there, they actually reinforce the fear of the shadow field. And what's happened is that they've lost touch with the feminine, with the aspect of our chemistry that naturally perceives the whole, the right brain, the intuitive, the part of us that brings balance to the world we see. You see, when the left brain sees a sunset, it only hears words. It's always thinking about something else. It's always thinking about tomorrow or what to say to impress someone. It's always thinking. It's thinking or it's talking, talks it away. But the right brain, when it sees a sunset, it just absorbs its wordless beauty. It's rendered speechless. It's funny because the other day I was sitting in a sushi restaurant in central London. I was on my own, don't often do that. And I was next to this couple, you know, in these restaurants you're sitting in a row at the counter often. And there's this couple, and she's a beautiful woman, really, really sweet essence, you can just see. And he was sitting there and throughout the whole meal, he talked incessantly about his work. I mean, I wasn't intending to listen, but you couldn't help. He just talked endlessly about his work. You know, and he hardly even noticed her. And I was kind of agog. Because me, I'd have just sat there with a huge smile on my face. And I'd have just let her talk through the whole meal just so I could take in her beauty. You know, just the essence. So it really made me laugh. Because that's our logical left-brained mind. It doesn't receive. It only puts out. And the 63rd shadow is like that. It's simply the mind working in the wrong order. That's all. It's an imbalance in our brain chemistry. First, we have to take in the beauty of the mystery. Only then can our mind begin to examine it. If that is, you're even able to speak. First, we have to take in the beauty of the mystery. And only then can our mind begin to examine it. If that is, you're still able to speak. The 63rd gift, inquiry. So, how the heck do we reroute this insane mind of ours to return to equilibrium? Now, this is the question, isn't it? Well, as always at the gift frequency, it's about creativity. The gift of inquiry is about always keeping an open mind. It's about using the energy of logic rather than becoming a victim of it. And this is such a powerful healing gift, this gift of inquiry. It's how all seekers begin. The doubt sets us off on a journey to discover its source. And in the beginning, it may not know that this is what it's even doing. You know, someone may use their logical mind to resolve a great problem in the world. And as long as they stay open-minded, then the journey of logic can continue and the creativity never dries up. Creative logic only dries up when it tries to fix itself as truth. You can see the dilemma running through this gene key. And there's no such thing as scientific truth. There you go. Bold statement from Mr. Rudd. There is no such thing as scientific truth. There's scientific discovery. There's scientific insight, but never truth. There can't be. Truth is never fixed. Inquiry has to always remain open. That's what the word means. It's filled with energy, that word. The moment the mind becomes fixed in a finite system or a structure, you have dogma and you have opinion. And the moment you have those, you have division again. And remember, the gift frequency is the frequency of the human heart. It's about creativity and it's about love. Inquiry is about having the mind of a child. You're endlessly unraveling the mystery, but a part of you is really only playing. Your right brain always holds the balance. It knows that any answer you come up with can only ever be a relative truth. And this is a magical perspective. It means you're no longer a victim of logic or thinking, but you can use it in service of the whole. And that is heart expanding, as opposed to heart contracting. You see, the moment your mind gets fixed on anything external as truth, you have the dilemma of having to defend it. And there will always be those who are willing to attack you. Always. So only when you're truly open-minded and open-ended, then only are you indefensible, indivisible. And so many of us become victims of the system, of the mental, organized thinking world. And then we become serious and we become closed. But the right brain, it always holds the vision. The right brain knows that life is infinite and it grasps the holographic nature of reality. And this is what actually frees logic to fly. Because logic is designed to fly. So when you look through the 64th gene key, the programming partner of this one, which is the source of the right brain, there's no inquiry. There's no question there. It's all just infinity, which is a great fear as well at the shadow frequency of that gene key. So logic that isn't self-obsessed or self-serving is logic that opens the heart. Logic can do that. So the 63rd gift has so much to offer the world. It's constantly offering itself to the world. It makes life easier. It makes it more efficient, more organized. It creates technology that brings us together, that frees us from hunger, from all manner of problems. You know, science is wonderful. Logic is so beautiful. But only in the right hands. And at the gift frequency, logic is used to serve the whole. It serves the long-term big view. It's not about serving personal agendas. It aligns its insights with the knowing of the right brain, and it brings great healing into the world. That's what the gift of inquiry does. And as I said earlier, the transformational journey through this gift sooner or later leads towards the source of the doubt itself. So sooner or later we begin to look inwards, and this is truly powerful. The outer world can really be a distraction, and all outer inquiry eventually realizes itself as self-inquiry. And our open-mindedness leads inwards, because inwards is where we can find the only thing we've really been longing for all along, which is truth. And what truth does is it offers us an end to the doubt and an end to the suffering we feel. So when that inner journey begins, the 63rd gift can be used to our advantage. And it's naturally drawn to systems of self-knowledge and to teachers who can guide the logical mind further into the great mystery. So this 63rd gene key really represents the logical mind, the mind that likes to follow sequences and systems, the mind that needs answers. And yet, the 63rd gift is not about answers. It's about questions, inquiry. It's about going deeply into the doubt, into the nature of our being. And this is why I said at the beginning of this gene key that the journey to truth can only be lived. At a certain point, the gift of inquiry moves beyond the mind and into the heart. Because the heart, too, is a great inquirer. What is love? Asks your heart. What is it? And it asks it over and over and over again. You see, open-mindedness engenders open-heartedness. And now the doubt is not really experienced as doubt anymore. It's more the question mark of our being. And when we do experience self-doubt, it's simply allowed to move through, and it passes by us and is transformed. And at the higher reaches of the 63rd gift, we begin to enter into the paradox of our lives, and our mind really becomes softer and quieter, because we see the limitations of logic, and we begin to leave it behind. We begin to let go into the mystery, and we begin to dissolve into our search and our inquiry. The 63rd city, truth. Truth is only realized after completion. Remember this gene key? After completion. When we've finished with logic, when we've completed with the mind, it's not that the mind is seen as useless. It's always going to have its beauty. But it has no business with truth. Logic has no relationship to truth. They are not of the same world. They're not of the same dimension. When logic sees its own futility, it's naturally transcended. It will always defeat itself. The logical mind can only operate in a dualistic world. It always requires space and time to lay out its patterns. So one day, logic returns to the source. And often this gene key will give an individual an experience known as divine doubt. And this is the final letting go of our identity within space and time, our name. And we experience a void, a kind of terrifying emptiness in which all the doubt is purged from our system. It's literally wiped from our DNA. And we emerge reborn. And at the siddhic level, we always are reborn. We emerge flawless, pristine, without doubt, without fear. It's simply gone, forever deleted from our hard drive. And neither is there any need for inquiry anymore. Since there's no inquirer, there's no question mark, so no inquiry. There's no movement within towards anything. There's just a resting in consciousness, in the truth of consciousness. When you come to the gene keys, you're invited into a world of logical patterns woven from words. You're invited into this world. It's the world of my inquiry, since this gene key is one of my primary gifts. So all around you, you find the fruits of my inquiry as I've transformed my doubt into something inspirational. into something I hope you experience as beautiful. And you'll also perhaps feel the playfulness of the gene keys as a logical system that doesn't take itself seriously, that frequently plays with paradox. Because I feel the truth beneath and between the words, I just cannot take the system seriously. And so I feel obliged to keep pointing this out to everyone who comes to this wisdom. Let's not get caught up too much in terminology, in labels, in profiles, in processes. Let's just allow it to flow through. That's what I'm constantly saying. It's a transmission. It's a stream of truth that has nothing to do with the words and concepts. It's a structure in which the magic of transformation is invited to occur. And this is what makes life so interesting, that truth can't and won't ever be pinned down. No one will ever be able to put it into words. All the greatest teachings attest to this. I mean, the Tao Te Ching, one of the greatest pearls of wisdom ever, begins with the words, "The Tao that can be spoken of is not the true Tao." I mean, don't you love that? This book has undermined itself in the very first sentence, before it's even begun. So there can be no mistake in this. And many people, well, some people, come to these teachings or with a presupposition that it's claiming to be the truth. It's claiming to be the only way. And that's just habit, because that's what most people are claiming these days. And rare are teachings playful enough to undermine themselves from the very beginning. But that's what the gene keys are. That's what this is all about. Playfulness. And the 63rd city has planned all this. It's created this game. Because truth, that is absolute truth, it's really collective. So in order for truth to be realized, all human beings must realize it. One human being realizing truth is an aspect of the whole truth. But they can't know the absolute truth in that sense. Each city holds a variation of the same truth, expressed differently through a unique genetic mechanism. And humanity is a single organism. And we stand at a time today in evolutionary history in which the process of truth is being triggered. And one day, all humanity will realize itself as truth. So truth must always come about through communion, through creative resonance, and only when the mind has been transcended. So as humanity begins to open its heart in the epoch that lies before us, more and more layers of truth will be revealed. You know, we've been in the age of outer inquiry, and we're now passing into the age of inner inquiry, in which more and more people will begin to naturally turn inwards and seek the source of their being. This is the natural transformational passage of this gene key. It's inside every single one of us. So the 63rd city exists already. It has existed forever. We already know and are truth. After completion, the truth will stand revealed for us all to see. This is the only truth there is. And at the same time, we're moving through a hall of mirrors as we witness the unraveling of truth. And for you as an individual, truth has many secrets to utter. All is truth. Whatever you're experiencing, at all times, it's truth. All is to be trusted. All is to be allowed. Our planet and all the people and creatures that populate it, living, dead, and yet to be born, we are all aspects of a single truth, and we each contribute an essence into that truth. How beautiful and how infinite is this world. How endlessly, endlessly beautiful are its paradoxes, its gifts and its wonders. Yes, truth makes everything simple. It cannot be proven. It cannot be proven. And that is its beauty. It's beyond our perception, and yet it's closer than a heartbeat. It's our nature, and it's our goal to be an embodiment of truth, so that we too can one day say, "I am the way, the truth, and the light.